39PGC in the mobile.
That is WB9YPA.
N9OKA. Hey, Mike, was that you trying on the 220 side?
Well, am I trying or what here? I don't know. I heard somebody, I heard you had another station out there, I thought I could go back to them. And I don't care.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, you're probably going in through, you're going in through the Velpo machine. Yeah, okay. Yeah, by the way, you know, I plotted, you know, at the height of that antenna, and the height of the repeater antenna, you know, the South Bend 220 machine. And you know, there is actually a clear line of sight path. There's nothing in the way. I thought for sure that there'd be something in the way, but there isn't. It's a clear line of sight. And I'm pretty sure that other antenna has a problem. So anyway, I'm working on an antenna for you.
Okay, all right. Well, I sure hope the weather holds there for a while. That's what I'm hoping.
No kidding. Somebody's got to go up there and you know, up on the ladder and switch it out, you know. Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll have some more days, some halfway decent left, I'm thinking. Let's hope that's the case. All right, I'm in the middle of. I got a new battery for my Kenwood handy talkie, so I'm really dumb fat and happy with it. So yeah, it makes it much easier for me to to keep tabs on my repeater. Okay, very good, Mike. I will catch up with you later, and let's see, I don't know, this is Wednesday night, I'm not sure if there's, I don't know if I have a net going tonight, I'm not sure, I have to look at the schedule, but anyway, yeah, I'll try to give you a call later on that, N9OKA, this is WB9YPA, South Bend, I am clear after your finale.
Okay, Mike, 73, we'll catch you later. WB9YPA, N9OK, clear, 73, later.
WB9YPA,
Mike here, go ahead. WAFUZ, the Fuzz Man. This is WP9YPA for a short one.
Here is N8OIQ Mobile 220 Echo Lake.
WP9DLP listening. BSK, W9DLP. CQ, CQ, CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let Net Control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146970 W9LY, this repeater, VHF FM analog, and now All-Star connected. And it is also connected to a DMR talk group on the TGIF network 31146, which is the LPC ARC DMR talk group. And this repeater is located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146610 K9JSI VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm. Last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM digital and Wires X connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a peak tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset with a 131.8 PL tone. And await instructions from Net Control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website at lpcarc.org. If you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net, then sign in to ham.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there is a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is a point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones with a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net. We can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I'll ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic, question, or just let us know how you're doing for the week. You're currently or the radio and antenna you're currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for Net Control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list as I have it. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
This is K9PGC.
Okay, acknowledging K9PGC, John, Club Vice President. John, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone else out there. Yeah, I've got a few things. As simple as the just a reminder of the Christmas party we got coming up. Setup time is going to be no earlier than 4:30 because there's some other things happening at the church there. So, and anyway, that's a little correction from what I threw out the other week. And leave it at that. So that's December 20th at 5:30 is when the actual Christmas party starts. And anyhow, I have that. I do have some useless information. And that's probably it for tonight there. So, you know, back to you there, Kurt. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John. Very good. Yeah, this might be
I hope I have all my information lined up correctly, because it was a busy night for me. I wasn't well prepared as usual. I have my granddaughter over tonight. As a matter of fact, I think she's leaving right now, so I didn't get started till late. And then wouldn't you know it, my Flex radio is not cooperating, so I'm using a backup radio today, talking on the FTM 400 now. So, all right, John, we will look forward to your useless information, and we'll get back with you then. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing on club officers, I will now take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
KC9 VUA.
Okay, acknowledging KC9 VUA. I got Jonathan on my screen, is that correct?
That is him. That's correct. KC9 VUA.
All right, Jonathan, thank you for checking in tonight. Do you have anything for the net?
I do not. Just started buzzing.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for taking the time, and I look forward to hearing you in the future, Nets, and have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Any other mobile or short-time stations, please call now. Okay, I guess that means everybody's here for the duration. All right, I will start with the ham.live list as I have it currently. And first on the list is N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and thanks for doing the net, and hello to everybody else out there. No traffic for the net. Almost forgot about this for some reason. Must be the weather, I guess. I don't know. All right, 73 to everybody out there, and back to you, N9ROM.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, it's definitely the weather, I think. It's throwing my time off because it's dark when I leave from home to go to work, and it's dark when I come home from work now, so that's not fun. Don't like that time of year, but yeah, it's throwing everything off this evening, so I understand. But we do thank you for remembering. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, next on the list we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the next?
KD9HAY. No, nothing for the net that I can think of, at least so far. But thanks for running the net tonight, Kurt, and with that, I'll give it back to you, KD9HAY.
Okay, Hayden. We should almost set up another segment for you, because I'm always curious what radio you're running this week. So I have to ask, what were you talking on this week?
I was talking about the FTX1F on the table next to the couch here, and got a little short run of RG316 over to a halfway vertical sitting on the bookshelf over there. So seems to be working pretty well and completely flat SWR.
Okay, well, you can't beat that. I had a feeling you were either on that or on your ICOM because they almost have the same kind of audio. So sounds really good. Full quieting, I mean. Sounds like you're at the repeater site, so, yeah, it sounds really good. All right, Hayden, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9VUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
This is KD9VUV. Good evening, Kurt. Thanks for running the net. I have no traffic this evening. This is KD9VUV.
Okay, Brian, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good as usual. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, that completes the ham.live list as I currently have it. Are there any, general check-ins? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KD9UMI, Tom from Report.
WN9DLP with BSK.
N9OKA, Mike LaPorte.
Okay, acknowledging KD9UMI, W9DLP, KB9BSK, and N9OKA. KD9UMI, Tom, do you have anything for the net?
Well, it's been a while, so I do have something for Tom's Corner, and I could hold off on that. And I do have some good news. During spring, something chewed, a critter chewed through the random wire, so I was out without HF until just today. And a couple different things I had to do, and I got to give kudos to Tony for coming out and spending a couple hours and helping me out and getting things done. So I'm back on HF. I didn't get a chance to get a random wire up because a lot of things happening during non-season, but I'm just happy to get HF going again. And I can save the rest until later.
Okay, yeah, it's been a very long time. We still have you in the notes here for Tom's Corner. So, yeah, we look forward to that and glad to hear you got it going. I don't know much about wire antennas, but I was thinking I could figure something out. But unfortunately, our schedules didn't work out so well, and the weather didn't cooperate either. So, but I am glad that you got it going and you're back on the air. So, all right, Tom, we'll call on you in a little bit. And for Tom's Corner, thank you for checking in. Next on the list, we have W9DLP, Dave, and Sue. We'll just do you both at the same time. Do you have anything for the net?
He doesn't, but, hell yeah, this could be an idea. It'll be nice and it. I just put a cookie in my mouth when you called. Okay, if anybody has their needs, knows anybody needs a turkey for the holidays, we'll be giving them out. I'm on duty tomorrow up at St. Anthony's. St. Anthony's in Michigan City, 301 West Homer, from 3 to 5. So, free, house is doing off free. And if you see somebody out there in a high viz with a, what do I drive? An Escape with a light bar on. Stop over. Say hi to me.
Okay, I was riding while you were talking. Can you give me that location again?
We'll be at the, they're actually here at the old ambulance bay at the old St. Anthony's Hospital at 301 West Homer. In Michigan City, on the corner of Barker and Wabash.
Okay, very good. Got it down. All right, Dave. Well, thank you for that. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. We got a Saturday coming up here shortly, but not immediately. And you know, bye. WNDLP back to net.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm checking my notes right now to see if I got the right, and I do, the right date for the next Saturday. I couldn't remember if I fixed that or not. So, all right, Dave, well, thank you for that information. Thank you for checking in. And Sue, thank you for checking in. Have you guys, have both of you, have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, that takes us to, oh, I forgot to mark Dave and Sue off here. That takes us to Mike and 9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Good evening, everyone out there on the net this evening. Well, at the moment, I don't have anything. Maybe something will come to mind later. But for the moment, no. And back to net control, 7-3s, Kurt. Doing a good job.
Okay, Mike, very good. And thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and I'm sure we'll hear more from you later. All right, I lost my place because I was scrolling. So, general check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie Zero Foxtrot November Echo, Mike in Mishawaka.
KC0FNE, Mike in Mishawaka. Sounding good tonight. Do you have anything for the net, Mike?
Um, Not really, other than a little disappointed with the roofers that came out and put new shingles on our roof last couple of days. Went to use the HF this morning and had really high SWRs. So I went out to check to see what was going on, and lo and behold, the guys decided my wire antenna was in their way, so rather than asking what it is or could I, you know, move it or whatever, they just cut it down.
Oh man, that's really disappointing, especially before winter time. So do you have a plan on getting that fixed before the weather turns too bad?
Oh, roger, roger. Yeah, I'm going to have a couple of friends come over. I'm going to try and get it done either Saturday or Sunday, put new whole new wire up. I'm not going to patch it together. I'm just going to run all new wire.
Yeah, that's a bummer. They should have asked. They probably just figured it was some old phone line or something, you know. Who knows what they're thinking, but they just got to hurry up and get the job done and move on to the next one, you know. That's a real bummer. Sorry to hear that. But hopefully, whenever you do get the new one up there, maybe there'll be a silver lining and it work better or something better than it was before. So, is that all you have for tonight, Mike?
Yeah, that's all I got. So say hi to everybody and have a great weekend.
Okay. Okay, Mike, very good, and you have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week as well, and please keep us updated and let us know how that goes, and hopefully you're back on the air come Saturday or Sunday evening. So have a good one, Mike. Thanks again for checking in. All right. Any other general check-ins? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
If anyone... KF9WW.
Okay, that's three mics in a row. KF9WW, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
I was thinking the same thing, Kurt, to keep the mic running around. I was going to let the first mic, N9... Oh, the brain is going weak. Okay, hey. No, I have 40 meter dipole done or located, and all I have to do is somehow get together with him to give it to him, and it's ready to go for his POTA activations or whatever he sees fit. So that part is done, and I've met my obligation as I have told him to do.
Well, that's very kind of you, and glad to see that you're getting some use on the 220 there and getting into the repeater loud and clear. Internet's hiccuping a little bit. You cut out a little bit there, but that's out of your control. N9OKA, would you like to reply to KF9WW? AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead, Mike. Okay, Mike.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, KC9WW, N9OKA. I do need to get with you on that. I'm not in the greatest of shape at the moment. I was at the emergency room the other day for 3 hours. But just as soon as I get to feeling better, I'm wondering what would be a good way to get in touch with you.
It's an amazing thing. We're using it right now. That's probably the best way. And it's no hurry, or no, whenever you want to, we'll make it work. It's already built, done. I'm just going to straighten out the wire a little bit, but you should be good to go with it and configure it however you so desire, and or just leave it wrapped up and ready to go when you do your POTA activation.
That's probably what I'll do. I don't want to interfere with my end bed over here. It's working great, but I definitely need one for POTA. and I definitely appreciate you doing that. I, I'll keep your call sign handy here and get with you. Are you normally available just in the evening or what?
I'm disabled, retired, and not doing anything except making doctor runs. So other than doctor visits, I'm always available.
I got the same schedule. Okay. All right. I got three prescriptions they wrote me. I want to get a few pills in me, and then hopefully I'll feel like going somewhere. I'll get with you then. N9OKA.
All right, Mike. KF9WW. Back to you, Kurt. Thank you for indulging us.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no problem. That's what we're here for. And N9OKA, just so you know, get your pen ready. You have your pen ready? KF9WW. Kilo Foxtrot 9, Whiskey Whiskey. That's his call sign. You said KC9. I wanted to make sure you had it right. So then when you try to get a hold of him, he knows you're calling for him.
I appreciate that. I wonder if I ought to break in and confirm that, because that is what I wrote down on my scratch pad over here. KC9WW. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. We all go through it, so. I knew you write everybody's down, so I want to make sure you got it right, so. All right. Glad to hear you guys are working together there, and Mike, you had news. Okay, I got to clarify who I'm talking to. You did have news. We didn't know. Not everybody knew you had some health issues there, so hopefully it all goes well, and you feel better soon, so. All right, well, keep us up to date on that. And stay radioactive if you can, and if you can't, go to sleep. Take a nap. All right, Mike, KF9WW, do you have anything else for the net?
No, getting closer. I have my pathway through to the attic to my not-so-visible invisible antennas from the outside into the garage ready to go, and now I'll be able to put up a few of the attic ones, and hopefully I'll be ready to go for this winter.
Well, there you go. You haven't been on HF since you moved, have you?
Just a little bit of sneaking around the corners. I've got a 40-meter intertwined with the neighbor's tree over on their side and a vertical that I also did the same thing when I had the tree trimmers come in. And so that's what I've been doing, and now I've got a way to make it all come together right, and the attic and antennas that will soon to come.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Glad you're at least getting some radio time in there, and hopefully a lot of radio time here in the near future. So, well, good luck with that, and keep us updated on that as well. We like to hear everybody's radio stories for sure, and other stories, but also mainly radio stories. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Sounding good coming through the All-Star there, and I'm glad you're able to hear it and participate in the net. So if I ever forget, if it's net night and you don't hear anything on the 220, give me a bump on the phone or something, and I might have forgot to connect it again. So it disconnects about 2 minutes before the net, and I reconnect it just before the net starts. So Mike, have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Any other general check-ins, anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Thank you, Kurt. I also have all your stuff, too, that I have to get to you.
I did forget about that. Yeah, we'll have to set something up here soon and figure that out. And maybe I can even help out and pick up Mike's antenna or something, unless there's something you need to show him or talk to him about. But, yeah, I'll have to get a hold of you.
Okay, thanks again. KF9WW, officially clear.
This is... Kate.
Heard of Indiana light one out there.
Currently. Yeah, Dave doubled with somebody, so whoever that was, I think it was Thomas. Try again, please. K9ALK, Thomas, currently in Chesterton. Yep, I thought it was you. I wasn't sure, but I thought it was even when, as soon as you said, this is, the second time. All right, Thomas, do you have anything for the net tonight? Oh, not too much. I started gathering up the parts to make a tape measure Yagi antenna for the fox hunt. Not assembling it yet, but I'm getting there. Other than that, coming from a niece's basketball game in Chesterton and heading home now. Back to you, Kurt. Okay, Thomas. Yeah, when you get that thing assembled, the one thing I suggest is look on a satellite app and find out when the ISS is flying close by, and be out there if you can, and be out there and point it in that direction. You don't necessarily have to make a contact unless you want to, but at least try to hear it. And it's pretty neat how that works, and you can follow it along the sky. You know, you don't have to see it. You just got to know where it's coming from. And it's pretty exhilarating in a way to do that. And then if you make a contact on it, that's pretty awesome too. That sounds very cool. I was probably going to try that because I heard some talk about that. What does it sound like? Is it a signal or just regular talking? Well, it sounds just like us. If you're on the right frequency, there is also an APRS beacon that beacons off of there, but that's a different frequency. And I can't think of the frequency off the top of my head, but it will sound just like this, but it will be very fast and very short. People giving out their call sign and their grid square. So, obviously, it's as fast as it can go, as people can go. That way, they can make as many contacts as possible. Sounds good. I'll do that. Thank you. 59ALK, clear and listening. Thanks, Kurt. All right, Thomas. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and careful driving out there. And, Davey, I heard the weak signal, but I think they're coming in on the other repeater again. And I can't hear the other repeater very well, especially when this repeater keys up. So, But if anybody wants to check in there on the Illinois repeater, you got to change your tone to 131.8, and then you should be able to, well, maybe be able to get into this repeater. This is AC9HO Net Control. Any other general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
N9OK, comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
Yeah, if there's any way in the world you could pick that water up for me, I'd appreciate it. I'm fighting with pneumonia right now, and I don't know how long it's going to last. And I don't know that I ought to be out in the weather much with it.
Well, the short answer to that is no, you should not be out in the weather at all with it, so get healthy. The antenna's not going anywhere, and if I happen to connect with Mike before you do, I will be happy to grab it for you and drop it off on your doorstep. So you also don't want to spread it, so stay in the house and get healthy. Focus on that.
Okay, appreciate it. N9OK.
problem at all, and I'll let you know when that happens. I don't know if it'll be this weekend, next weekend, or when, but Mike and I figure a time out. All right, any other check-ins, or, well, we won't go comments yet, unless you absolutely have to. That's okay, you can jump in, but general check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now. Okay, I guess we'll get started in the information part of the net. I will be asking for more check-ins later, and we'll also ask for comments and anything else anybody wants to talk about during that time, but for now, we're going to get it started with the information part of the net. I will let the repeater reset and then continue from there. This is AC9HO Net Control. Area Nets. Aries District 1 serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685. And a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpa 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset, 141.3 PL tone. Then we have the Aries information net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9 JSI repeater, with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. I have to admit, Thursdays I tend to fall asleep, unfortunately, but I try to make it. it catches up to me by Thursday. I'm going pretty good up until then. But yeah, every Thursday, the Aries information net at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9 JSI repeater. Then we have the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970, the W90Y repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next Siren Testing Net will be December 6th. Also, just happens to be the last one for 2025. And don't forget, Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And if the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Fulton County Skywarn Net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday Night Net every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the KC9PQ8 PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And then the Frequency Coordination Net every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. Central on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time at 1480 Lloyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be January 12th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. At the September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and how amateur radio plays a hand in communication for that.
And you heard that right. The next official club meeting date is January 12th. But for December, we are having a Christmas party on December 20th that will replace the meeting for the month at 5:30 Central Time. Which I know John announced a different setup time, but I think the start time for everybody to be there is still 5:30. Is that correct, John? K9PGC, is that correct?
That is correct. Kickoff will be at 5:30.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't think that changed. So, again, December 20th at 5:30 at the same church at 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. Everybody is invited, and if you can please bring a dish of your choosing. And there will be water provided, chicken provided, and if you want to bring a drink for yourselves, that's fine. No alcohol allowed in the church. And if you want to bring some sort of drink for everybody, that's fine too. And we'd like to announce that membership dues for 2026 can now be paid online and always online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page two buttons you can click. One of them says Page Membership, Membership Form. Fill that out with at the very least, your call sign and your email address so that we can hopefully start sending out mass emails to everybody, to the membership. And then once you're done with that, you go back to that previous page, and there will be another button that says Pay Online. Click the Pay Online button. Fill out all the fields on the next page that appears. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. And it is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. Matter of fact, when I was traveling in Tennessee, I saw a lot of small businesses using that Clover, which is what we use for online payments. So it's definitely, maybe not worldwide, but definitely throughout the United States. So come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West US 20, Michigan City, conveniently just before the siren testing. Also, another club breakfast every Thursday, at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner at 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte, Indiana. And don't forget, the Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby and get your application, and then after you're done filling it out, turn it into Attention Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications, and sounds like they are handing out turkeys this year at the Old St. Anthony Hospital on November 20th. So go see Dave and get a turkey.
Correction.
And I thought as I said, go see Dave, get a turkey, but I think every time you see Dave, there's a turkey. I don't know. Go ahead, Dave.
EMA is not handing out the hospital as we're just assisting with traffic and crowd.
Okay, good on that correction. So EMA is not handing them out. The hospital is, so good to know. I changed my notes. Thank you for that. I just assumed since you said you're there that the EMA was doing it, but that's what I get for assuming.
Yeah, we're not at, what's the word I'm looking for? Rich. Yeah, they do is they have food handouts, and this time of year is a turkey handout.
Okay, yeah, not that well funded. That makes sense. All right, Dave, well, thank you for the correction. And so again, if anybody's interested in turkeys, you can still see Dave. He'll still be there, but the hospital is handing them out, so. All right. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or POTA, come to the Potato Creek every Saturday when weather permitting to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Goes until about 2 or 3 Eastern Time.
and you definitely want to get on the 147.330K9DEW repeater to find out if anybody's going to be there, especially with the weather doing what it's doing. So there'll probably be less and less people going as the cold gets closer. So again, that's Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. All right, here we are already, and now we got two things tonight. We got Tom's Corner and John's Useless Information. So Tom, KD9UMI, if you are ready, go ahead, sir. This is AC9HO Net Control.
I do have the International Space Station frequencies, but I'm not by my base to be able to give that to you. I don't have that information. I could text it to you at a point in time that I do have it. And as far as Tom's Corner goes, I asked my wife the other day, when an attorney puts on a suit, is it a lawsuit?
Is it a what? I missed that. I was scratching my head.
When an attorney puts on his suit, is it a lawsuit?
There you go. Yeah, it's been a long time. We've had a few while you've been gone, but that was pretty good. Do you have any more?
Not off the cuff. I really didn't prepare for the mess tonight. I just happened to be by my HD in the living room and had it on. So I might be able to come up with some more for the next time I'm on. And now that we're in the off season, I'll be able to play radio a little bit more.
Okay, sounds good. Yep, totally understand. And I totally understand the off season as well. So I get it. All right, Tom, well, thank you for that. We'll look forward to the next time you're on, and that HD is working very well for you from home. So I would have never known you were on an HD, to be honest. Sounds that good. All right, next we have John's Useless Information. John, K9PGC, if you're ready, it's your turn. AC9HO Net Control.
Well, thank you, Kurt. This is K9PGC. Well, on tonight's subject is a short one, long one, could be anything, but I'll try to keep it simple this time. Anyhow, for those that like, you know, the looks of the old telegraph systems, the sounders, the keys, all that good stuff, you may not, there's one thing you may not realize. Well, anyway, the classic that we've seen on a lot of old westerns and so forth, it's almost like a triangular, you know, partial triangular, wood cabinet the sounder would be in, and it'd be up on a pedestal. And don't know if any of you were ever thought about it. Why did they come up with that shape? Why are they doing it as they're doing it? And I got two answers for you, which is rather interesting. Or maybe not, but hey, you know. Anyway, that whole case, you know, that whole cabinet was set at a certain level so as to be not just eyesight, but ear sight, you know, right in front of you. So the whole case is supposed to send, sort of act like a megaphone and send, you know, the sound towards you. Now, if that wasn't loud enough, okay, and I can't remember what the brand is that was you'd normally find, but anyway, back in those days, a lot of cigars were in a sealed tin, and you'd have that somewhere around in that, and what the telegrapher would do is he would literally take that empty tin, put it in that box, in that little cabinet there against the sounder, and that would amplify the sound even more, so it made it even easier to hear. Now, I've heard people say, I can't learn Morse code because I'm tone deaf. And these same people can distinguish what the old sounders maybe be putting out, which is, you know, just something interesting to think about. But nevertheless, for whatever reasons were and so forth way back then, there was a particular brand of cigars that tin was like the most commonplace. You know, they're all basically the same size, but there was a preferred. They could play around with that tin a little bit, you know, change the tones, you know, a little bit that way and so forth. But nope, had to have this one brand. Can't think of what it is offhand, and I apologize for that. But that was the technology of the day. Now, one thing they did learn, and there was a situation that literally put a loading coil in the telegraph wires to extend range. And sending speed. But the phone company did that with their telephone lines at a later date. Another subject for later on, but on the original phone lines have a little extension in the range. They literally put a loading coil on those. It is interesting all the stuff that people try to do back then magnetically to make things work. And, you know, some of that is really cutting edge today, depending on the application. Anyway, back to you there, Kurt. This is KE9PGC.
All right, John. Well, thank you for that information. That was very interesting. Did not know that. And we look forward to that every week. And whether or not everybody does, that's okay. I do. All right, John. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. And thanks again for all you do and useless information and checking in. All right. We're going to do the weather at a glance here shortly. I'm still trying to get my flex to come up, but it ain't working. I'm going to have to go out there and manually push the button. So, all right, I'm going to let the repeater drop, and we'll get started with the weather at a glance. AC9HO, net control. Tonight, patchy fog after 10 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a low around 39, calm wind. Thursday, patchy fog before 11 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 53, calm wind, becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the morning. Thursday night, a 30% chance of a 30% chance of rain. I guess there's a difference. Cloudy with a low around 44, south wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Friday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 52, north wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday night, a 30% chance of rain, mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 31, north wind around 5. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Sounds like a good antenna day. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. Sunday, sunny with a high near 54, an even better antenna day. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 39. And Monday to start your week, mostly sunny with a high near 52. All right, here we are again at general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, net control for tonight. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Hayden, with your comment.
KD9ATY. Yeah, just had a couple questions there, Kurt. With regards to the Christmas party, does the club want any kind of donations or any kind of assistance monetarily for the expenses for the chicken and such? That's one of them. And the other one, as far as dues, this year there was a button on there to pay with PayPal, and I clicked on that button and did it that way. And when you do that, there's no way to enter any kind of information as far as your email or call sign or whatever. Does that automatically get transferred to you, that information, or do we need to like send a separate email saying that, hey, I paid and this is my information?
Well, I'm looking at your second question now, but first question, easy one. We always accept donations, but you don't have to. We're not asking for it, but we always accept donations, but we are asking that everybody bring a dish if they so choose. I mean, that's not even mandatory, but would be helpful. I know last year we had a lot of food, so there it is. That's the button I was looking for. So it's not the same button. The pay online is different. There's a membership form button just above it. And then it downloads, it looks like, and you open up your downloads folder, and there's your membership form. So if it didn't work for you, would have to send an email with that information because, yeah, the pay online does not take care of that. But you did get a receipt. I did see that you paid. That will be on, well, since we're not really having a meeting, it won't be in the next meeting's treasury report, but I do see that you had paid online, but it should have sent you at least an email saying that you paid, correct?
Correct. I got a confirmation receipt, whatever you want to call it, with a number on it. I just for that other information you wanted as far as the email and all that information, I didn't know if we needed to send that separately in that that membership form or if you already had it.
I mean, we already have yours because you're a current member, so you don't necessarily have to unless something changed. Like if you want to use a different email or something, but we can take it from last year's roster, not a problem there. And then also, I noticed if you click where it says members, it will automatically bring up your email to send an email. So, but yeah, the membership form is a downloadable form that you can fill out, and you can print it and mail it. But really, if it's easier for everybody to just email, click that member's email and give me your name, the day you paid or whatever, and then your email. Of course, I already have that, so, and that will work just as well. Okay, I think I answered your questions there, and Tom just texted me. Now I'm trying to find it. I think he texted me those frequencies, so, Thomas, if you're listening, the frequency you'll want to listen to, FM voice, it's really small on my screen. Why? Oh, there, now I embiggened it. Let's see, I'm trying to read this real quick.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead. I think that was Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, the frequencies I have plugged in on my 991 is 145.800, and, let's see, 437.550, I believe, if I remember right.
Well, I'm looking at this that you sent, and it looks right for the repeater that they have on the International Space Station. The downlink is 437.800, and the uplink, so you'll transmit, I believe, up to the space station, 145.990 with a 67.0 PL tone. So you'll listen on 437.800 and transmit on 145.990.
Okay, for some reason 145.800 rings a bell rather than 145.990. Of course, I'm not by the 991, so I'm not sure which frequencies are in memory, but that seems familiar.
Yeah, I think the 145.800 is a simplex frequency. It does say uplink. I'm not sure if all these frequencies are correct. Because this is North, South America, Caribbean, Greenland, Australia, South Asia. Uplink is 144.490. Downlink is 145.800. So you'll listen to 145.800, and you transmit on 144.490. And I believe that's a simplex frequency. The one that I gave out was the repeater that they have on there. That is pretty active as well when it goes over. So. But yeah, so both of them are probably going to be active. But I think the 145.800, if I'm not mistaken, it has to be operated by a astronaut up there, I believe, because it's not a repeater, so you'd be talking to them directly. And they're not always active, but the repeater is always active because that's just general hams on the ground making contact multiple states away using the International Space Station repeater. So you're going to almost always hear something on that as long as it's active.
All
So I see the 145990 with a 67 PL tone. I don't know what the offset is, so.
The offset is the downlink, which is 437.800. It doesn't work like a normal repeater. It's on two different bands. It uses both UHF and VHF. So you're transmitting on VHF, so you would have a split. You'd be working split. And then your receive will be 437.800. That's what you'll listen on.
Okay, that makes sense, because I've heard on 437-800 as well as 145-800. That's where I've heard voices on them.
Yeah, you might hear some people on 145.990 that are close enough for you to pick up with your antenna. But you'll hear everybody on the downlink on 437.800, so... that'd be like listening to 14697. It'd be just like that. You'll hear all the back and forth between everybody.
Okay, thank you for that insight. I might have to check and see as far as uplink, and you set one for that as well.
Yeah, with your 991, I'm not sure how you would split that, but I'm sure there's a way to do it. With a dual band radio, you can set up, and that receives at both bands at the same time. You can set up your, A band for one frequency and B band for another frequency. That's another way to do it. And I can't remember if the 991 is a dual band display. Some reason I want to think it's not, but I'm not sure.
To the best of my knowledge, it is not.
Yeah, I didn't think it was, but I'm sure, I am almost positive there's a way to set that up to where it will automatically, as soon as you hit the PTT, it will transmit on the 145.990, even though you're listening on 437.800. You just might have to get the manual out to do that, or even get on YouTube and see if somebody else has set that up to do satellite work.
Very good, Kurt. Thank you for the info, and thank you for attempting to give me a hand anyway. And unfortunately, just didn't fall in line, and that's okay. Got it done. Thankfully for Tony coming out and spending a couple hours and helping me out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely good on Mr. Tony there for stopping by. And, the thought was there. I was going to. But the stars did not align for us, so. But maybe next time if there's another issue. All right, Tom. Well, thank you for that information, and hopefully Thomas was out there listening and got to jot some of that down, and at the very least, give it a listen whenever he gets that Jaggy antenna built. I think he'll be pretty excited to hear that space station. All right, back to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Well, I heard a weak station trying to get into the repeater there. Might be the one from earlier. Unfortunately, you're not holding the repeater. I can catch bits and pieces, but I don't even have... I shouldn't say I'm catching bits and pieces. I didn't pick up anything. I just know somebody's there. Can you try again, please? And if you're on a HT or something, maybe move a little bit to a different location. Might give you a better chance. Mr. Brian, N9YOU, you must not be near the 220 because it was connected. I'm not positive it still is. I'm looking currently. Yeah, we're still connected. You must be out and about, huh, because you're barely making it.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. More property. had definitely poor propagation tonight, because you're barely making it. We caught about 60% of what you said there, so unfortunately, I need a little more power or get closer to the repeater or something. Better propagation would definitely help. But, Brian, thank you for checking in. We do have you down as a check-in tonight, so have a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. I will now open the swap and shop. If anybody has anything amateur radio related for sale, wanted, loan, borrow, swap and shop session is now open. Please call now. Okay, general check-ins, comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
Tom, yep.
Go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
Yeah, I need to give a big thanks to everyone that come over Sunday, and especially Brian, give me that 220 antenna. I can get into the repeater now where I couldn't with the other one. But, and I appreciate everyone who come out and help, too. I did have one other question. I might know someone, now the more I think about it, who might need a turkey for Thanksgiving. What was the day and time on that giveaway there again?
November 20th, so it's tomorrow. The time? I did not write that down. Dave, W9DLP. Did you say a time? If you did, I missed it.
Yeah, we doubled. Yeah, Tom, or Mike, rather, it's 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow at the old hospital.
I think I have a sign-up or anything. That's a pretty big area to try and cover.
You know where the old St. Anthony's was or is?
Oh, sure, yeah.
They're handing out, the workers will probably be up by the ambulance, your ambulance bays, and the line will put that big parking lot there on the corner that just pulling the entrance on Wabash Street, and it depends on how many people we got here, we'll be snaking cars around the parking lot.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. N9OK, back to net control.
Yeah, and probably at least two squad cars in my vehicle, maybe a couple others. I don't know who's all assigned for tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. You have all kinds of flashing lights for you there, Mike. I would imagine if where you think it's at, if it's not there, you just drive around a block. I'm sure you're going to find it. Or a couple blocks. I can't remember how big that place is. But in any case, thank you for that, Dave. And I jotted all that down, so I should have it in case somebody asks again. All right. Comments, questions, general check-in, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
89AKY.
Go ahead, Aiden.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, with regards to at least the repeater on the ISS, you don't even necessarily need a Yagi to listen. I know when we were doing the lighthouse activation, there was a guy up there that was working some satellite stuff with a Yagi, and just with my little antenna sitting on the table, I was able to at least hear the downlink when the satellite was passing over. So if it's something that people might be interested in, you could always try just typing the frequency in with whatever antenna you're using, and you might be surprised how well you can hear. I don't know how the transmit would be, but it's still kind of neat to hear all the fusos being made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should have mentioned that as well, because I've done the same thing. As a matter of fact, in my mobile radio, I have all the satellite frequencies programmed in, and I scan them because I don't always know when it's flying over, and that I get to at least hear if it's close by. So, but, yeah, Hayden's right. If you have an HD and you're outside, preferably, inside might be a little tough, but if you're outside or you're on your base station or something, turn it to that frequency if it's flying over, and you should hear something. Like you said, it might be a little tricky getting into it. Having a Yagi definitely helps you with that, but just for listening to see how it works, definitely a good thing to do as well. And it only lasts, what, I think 10 minutes or less or something as a normal flyover. Wouldn't you agree, Hayden?
I think it varies. I don't think it's a consistent time every pass. It depends on the angle and how high of an angle it is passing, but it's definitely never a real long time.
Yeah, for sure. And I found on the, I don't know if you've noticed, but on that VTEC or the VGC, the app, it now has a satellite function, and it will actually track the satellites for you within the app. And if you set it up, if you go into it and you click another button, it will actually program the frequencies into your radio. And not really program them, but it puts it in satellite mode and puts the right frequencies in there. And because for anybody that doesn't know about satellites, you actually kind of have to change the frequency a little bit as it flies over. Can't remember what they call it. Hayden might remember. Excuse me. But so it automatically changes the frequency a little bit for you as it's flying over. So I haven't tried that yet, but I'm going to. So it's a pretty neat little setup on those VTECs or VGCs. Have you experienced that yet, Hayden? Have you checked that new update out yet?
I believe the term you're looking for is Doppler shift. No, I haven't. That's on the VGCs. That came two or three updates ago, and it caused a couple issues, and I ended up taking the feature out in the most recent firmware update so that the rest of the features of the radio were still working correctly.
Oh, okay. I wonder if they've done another one, if it's been updated. I watched a video on it with the VGC, and that's how I knew to download it for mine, and I tried it. I haven't tried it. But, yeah, Doppler shift is what I was thinking. But it seems to be working okay so far, but maybe not. Maybe I need to check it out a little closer, but it's still a pretty neat little feature. Even if you don't use the radio, the app itself has a satellite tracking feature, but you can get satellite tracking apps for free, and that'll let you know when the next flyover will be in our area, so definitely check that out if you're at all interested in listening to the birds, as they say. All right, general check-ins, comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
Comment and NYOU.
All right, you sound a little bit better there. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. On the satellite stuff, like with the ISS, I have an HD that I've got sitting by a window. It's on 24/7, and it's on, what is it, it's on 437-800 for the downlink. And time of day or night, if we get a decent pass, I'll be able to hear them. But I'm not rushing in there to do the Doppler shift. They're just like, oh, okay, it's because they're going by. So, it's neat to listen to them. It really is, because I listen to them on the outside antenna, too. Just with an HD antenna and, just the HD by the window, you might be able to hear them. But, it's definitely neat to listen to them.
Yeah, for sure. I highly recommend anybody that does a lot of scanning with their radios, or if their scanner is capable of programming that downlink frequency, 437.800, do it. That way, anytime it flies over, if you happen to be by the radio and you're on scan, you're going to hear it. So I do that with the APRS for the satellite, for the ISS. Because then I can really quick turn my radio into APRS and I got to change a couple things, and then I can try to beacon into the APRS. I have not made it yet, but I've tried. Because actually, when I was trying, I didn't realize there was a different setting you got to have for the path. And now I know that, so I just haven't had the attempt since I know that new path now. But, yeah, like Brian said, an HT, and Hayden said the same thing. That's all you need is an HT. A Yagi just makes it sound a little better, and you can follow it and kind of see how it works and everything, because you got to also turn the Yagi for, I believe, also the Doppler shift, I think. I don't know the lingo very well anymore. I knew it at one time, but I got away from it for many, many years. I've only made one satellite contact ever, so, but I've attempted a few times. But it's not that hard. It's just it's easier if you have a full duplex radio to where you can hear yourself so that you know how you sound and you can turn your antenna to make yourself sound better going into the repeater. But I do not have that. But yeah, satellite's pretty cool. And highly recommend everybody at least try catching a pass and see what it sounds like.
Yeah, I do too. It's, and, oh, it's been a while back. But I've tried to do that, out in the front yard with my, the arrow antenna that I have and an HT and, trying to hit it. I haven't done it yet, but I still want to try to, talk on the station repeater before it, I guess what? What is it, 2030 or 2035, they're going to end up taking it out of orbit and letting it land in one of the oceans. So definitely want to do that before that happens. Back to you, Kurt, NINYOU.
Well, I hadn't heard that they're going to take it out of commission. That's a bummer. Hopefully, maybe they'll put another one back up shortly after. We'll see. I know a lot of people like getting on there. It's very hard. Not only is it hard getting your signal to the space station sometimes, it's also hard just getting in between all the other stations doing the same exact thing you're doing. So, yeah, talk about a pileup. But, all right, Brian, well, thank you for that information. Any other check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
WB9W, checking in.
WB9W, Pete, do you have anything for the net? Swap and shop is open.
Okay, it's WB9W. I still got this antenna tuner for sale. The Yaesu FC40, Fox Charlie 40 antenna tuner. And it works with all, a lot of these Yaesu low-band radios, and that's one item I still have for sale. Okay, and I can be reached at WB9W1949@yahoo.com. WB9W1949@yahoo.com. And I've had a couple of inquiries. And a guy in Lake Station, Indiana, I have gave me a message, I guess we couldn't agree on price, but I have it advertised on Facebook Marketplace and also on QCH.com. So, anyway, that's it. Back to you, Kurt.
WB9W. Thanks. Okay, Pete. Very good. Yeah, I got that written down here still. So, does anybody have any questions for Pete on that Yaesu FC40 automatic tuner? Okay, very good. Well, his email, if you're interested and want to contact him directly, is WB9W1949@yahoo.com. All right, Pete, well, thank you for that. Thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, another call for general check-ins, anybody anywhere. Comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all. This is AC9HO. Please call now. I should have said net control. AC9HO net control. My phone went off and distracted me. All right, might make this last call here. Last call, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all.
Please call now.
WNIDLP. I can hear somebody talking about the space station. Hey, how tall is your repeater? Well, we're 600 feet above sea level. Well, we're 500 feet above sea level. How much line loss you got in your coax? We're 22,300 miles above sea level. You got a lot of coax.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody here worried about 100 plus feet of coax, how much loss they're going to have. Yeah, space station's got a lot of loss.
Sounds pretty spaced out to me.
Huh? What? I'm sorry. I spaced.
You just falls right into it. I said it sounds pretty spaced out to me.
You fell into it too, because I knew what you said. I was just following suit. We were getting all spacey.
And I have actually logged a contact with them. Short and sweet, but I do have it in the log.
Good comeback there, Kurt. Kudos to you.
Nothing but fun, that's for sure. Yeah, I made one contact through the repeater on the space station years ago, and I didn't log it. My dumb butt didn't have anything out there to write on, and by the time I found everything I needed, I forgot everything I needed to write down. So I was like, oh well, I can just brag about it, I just don't have proof. I can't bring the receipt.
Yeah, one nice thing about the, I have 9700. Yeah, it'll display dual band. Now if you have it, you can menu items in satellite mode.
Yeah, that radio was designed not solely for that, but it definitely had satellite in mind. Excuse me, when they put that together.
I wish it had 220 in it rather than 1.2 gig. I listened on the 1.2 gig. Never heard nothing, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they made a base station like that, I think it would sell like hotcakes. I think Kenwood's coming out with a mobile, but I haven't heard any more on that one, and it's going to have 220 in it. But if that ICOM had, I mean, it sells good already, but if it had 220 in it, I think a lot more people would buy it. And 220 might come back alive, you never know. All right, we'll do one more call, last call. Comments, questions, general check-ins, anybody anywhere. Swap and shop, anything at all, please call now. Okay, I think we're going to call that last call, and that gives me enough time to try to get my flex up and running. I don't know what's going on with that. I think I need to do a hard reboot. Darn computers. That's all it is basically a computer. Call the radio. But so it does computer things, which means it also screws up like computers do, so. All right, this concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 15 check-ins tonight. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, net control clear at 8:26 exactly, Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
73. I'm sitting there contemplating dinner, and I don't want to eat too much because we have lunch planned tomorrow. Sue's got to go out and have some tests done in the cafeteria out at the new hospital. They have a Dune burger, which is one super thick cheeseburger. It's best thing for like under $5.
That's surprisingly cheap there. Their coffee's a little expensive there.
We normally get pop, but yes, it's under $5 for the burger. And yes, they are very good. And that was a salad.
Indeed, that's the best coffee.
You know, I haven't tried their coffee yet. I've had their, have you had their bagel and cream cheese sausage and egg? I usually get an egg on it, but it's bagel and cream cheese and sausage sandwich. It's pretty good. That's pricey, too. I don't remember how much it is, but it's not cheap.
Yeah, sure likes that place, too.
No, all I've gotten from there is the hot brew coffee. It's delicious.
And that's the only thing that should be called coffee, is a regular black hot brew.
I agree with you there, but it's the best I've ever had in comparison to all others.
Okay, you convinced me. I'll probably stop by there tomorrow and try it.
I get the card. I think after you buy your 10th coffee, the 11th one is free.
I don't usually get coffee out too much. I take my own every day to work, so, but usually on the way home, I'm wanting a coffee, but then I don't because I don't want to be up all night, but I never have that problem, so I might actually do it. If not tomorrow, maybe Friday. We'll see.
Just a little bit, I think it's 306 for a 20-ounce hot brew, and that fits perfectly in my thermal mug.
There you go. Now I got a hankering for coffee, but it's definitely too late for it now. I got to go to bed in a little bit. I'm going to jump off here. I will have the radio on, but I need to go out to the barn and I think push a button. I think that's the problem, so I will be back on. Well, I won't be back on, but I'll be listening here in a few minutes. AC9HO.
Good from hearing you from you again there, Kurt. Hope you get everything going the way you need to get going. 89 UMI.